Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sky U podcast by the Daily Gopher. I'm Chris, go away you fur.
I have with me Joe Bernard, one of the folks behind the newest edition, I guess, of the Broken Chair Trophy. Joe, welcome. Welcome to the Sky U podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to talk about what we're doing this year, what we did last year, and share our work with as many people as possible.
So, Joe, just kind of... for anyone who isn't totally familiar, what's your history with the chair? How did you get involved?
So for folks that aren't familiar with the larger history of the trophy, it was created a few years ago based on some interaction between Goldie Gopher and a parody account of the then Nebraska coach, Bo Pelini. Fo Pelini is what the account is called. And a trophy was made based on this interaction, and it ended up on the field for a couple of years. But it disappeared in, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, it disappeared and nobody knows what happened to it. So there was a period of time where, there were, folks on the Nebraska side who had been talking amongst themselves about how they were going to bring the trophy back. And they decided, well, we'll just remake it and bring it to the game and see if we can get anybody's attention. That effort was coming together on the Husker subreddit on Reddit and on the CFB, the college football subreddit as well. So I saw that work happening, and I reached out to folks that were working on it and suggested, let's give the universities a reason to embrace this trophy beyond what already existed. Cause for whatever reason they decided that they didn't want it anymore. That's why it disappeared. And that's where we started talking about what the fundraising charitable aspect of it could bring to the rivalry game.
Obviously we've got it's the broken charity. That's how you like to refer to it, I think, at this point.
I have to apologize. I feel like every time I say it, that we refer to it as a charity.
I love it.
Yeah. But we've tried to partner with organizations that are close to both of the programs. So the Team Jack Foundation is a group that raises money to support pediatric brain cancer research. And they're a group that has been connected with the Nebraska football program for a number of years. And then here in Minneapolis, the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital is the group that benefits from our fundraising here. And all the money that we raise is split down the middle 50-50 and distributed at the end of shortly after the game is when we distribute those funds. Last year we raised $7,500 after having set a modest goal of $5,000. This year we've raised about $2,200 so far of a $10,000 goal that we set, and we're optimistic that in the next couple weeks here we're gonna be able to reach that goal with a last minute push, I guess.
So what are some of the ways that you're doing the fundraising? Obviously, I know folks can go to brokenchairtrophy.com. If I'm remembering correctly, that's the website that y'all are doing the charity fundraising through?
That's correct. That's the primary way. We have links on there to a GoFundMe page that you can make donations online. We have also spent some time at the tailgate lots at the University of Minnesota had a couple of games this fall and have found some really generous donors that way. We're also going to have a party at Stubbin' Herbs on the 18th, shortly before we head down to Lincoln for the game, and we'll have a number of prizes there for folks to check out that they can bid on to where the donations will benefit the fundraiser. So we're going to have some basketball, Gopher basketball tickets. We might have a signed photo of one of the creators of the trophy, Faux Pelini. I think goal line club passes, stuff like that. So it'll be a good time. Last year we had some members of the alumni band show up and play the trophy, play the rousier as we revealed the trophy, and so we try to have a little bit of fun with it.
And so that's the 18th. So that would be Thursday night, the 18th, Thursday before the Saturday game between Nebraska and Minnesota. You also have an event planned for Lincoln on Friday night, the 19th as well, correct?
That's right. We'll, on the 19th, we'll all be down in Lincoln with the trophy and be at Blue Bloods Brewing Company, I think is the name of the place. We held an event there last year. A ton of people showed up and we had a great time. So we're looking to repeat that successful event. And then on game day, we'll be again out at tailgate lots, just parading the trophy around, getting opportunity for folks to get pictures with the trophy and everything. And afterward, we'll be out at the bars again, parading the trophy around. And depending upon the outcome of the game, might determine the path of where the trophy goes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm hoping whatever path involves a lot of Minnesota fans. I know Nebraska's having a tough year. If you're a Nebraska fan and you're listening, I sort of feel sorry for you, but not enough where I want to have you get to celebrate with the chair. That would be sad for me because I'll be in Lincoln and I would love to follow it around in the bars. That would be awesome.
It's been a little rough communicating with our partners in Lincoln this year. Every Saturday, I was not quite sure, you know, how often to interject on Saturdays with texts in our group text, and whether or not we should just leave them alone or try and commiserate with them. But I hear you. It's been an interesting fall for them.
Yeah, my buddy in Lincoln, every conversation we have just kind of artfully moves around Husker football. We just don't reference it at all, actually. The closest we've come to talking about it is just reconfirming plans for the weekend that I'm down there and talking about the chair. That's literally as close as we've got to talking about the season. He hasn't brought it up and I haven't pushed the issue. So, I guess this has been a very kind of a whirlwind of a first year for you all. Obviously you had a fundraising goal that you definitely went past, and I know that was exciting. What were some of your favorite memories from last year and then so far this year with kind of getting this off the ground?
I think the biggest thing from last year was seeing the trophy being paraded around the tailgate lots and seeing how many people recognized the trophy. It was maybe 9 out of the 10 people that we ran into immediately knew what it was and were asking us, is that the real thing? And it was kind of a surprise to us because we all thought that it was more of an internet driven and known commodity. We didn't know that that so many of the fans were familiar with it, and that included all the Husker fans that came up to Minneapolis last year for the game. So that was really cool to experience. Other than that, though, it was probably just the level of media attention that happened. I am not sure that we were quite expecting that, with articles from news outlets both in Lincoln and Minneapolis, and news stories on the local Lincoln News in the Omaha World Herald. Like, this is just some funny internet fan trophy is, you know, how we all all felt about it. But it was kind of exciting, and the fact that we're what we're doing is intended to bring not only, you know, raise money for these good causes, but we want to bring positive attention to both of the university communities. And so to see that message being spread was really rewarding, and we hope that continues this year and on into the next few years.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's been the most fun for me on the outside to watch y'all do is, you know, so many trophies that get created in the modern era, I guess I'll call it, rivalry trophies that didn't have, you know, a lost earthenware water carrier or a real life pig between two governors have a tendency to get a kind of a corporate feel. Like, it's like, we're going to create this thing and it's going to happen and there's going to be a sponsor attached to it. And maybe we'll come up with a, you know, feel good story piece. And I'm sure that actually has meaning to many people, but it always feels a little contrived. And I think what was great about the chair was not only did it just come out of nowhere, but when everyone, you and everyone else who got involved with kind of restarting it, it's coming from it feels like a much different place. It's a place of fun and fandom, but also of a real sense of community and giving, which is a really awesome thing. And I think makes it that much more exciting to watch what you're doing and to watch you guys succeed at it, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, we like to call ourselves the most charitable trophy in college football. I don't think there is another trophy that exists that part of its mission is raising funds for a good cause. So that's something that's kind of fun too. And you're absolutely right that this feels, it feels to us anyway, like something that's organic and fits with the spirit of the history of college football, particularly the way trophies at the University of Minnesota have been created, that it's just kind of evolved over time. And regardless of what happens in the future, it's got kind of a cool story behind it.
So how did you get involved? Obviously, you have a relationship that you've built with the Masonic Children's Hospital in Minnesota. How did the whole chair living in, it was in Kyle Rudolph's wing or his little space at the Children's Hospital for a couple of months, wasn't it?
Yeah, so our contacts at the Masonic Children's Hospital, who have been really helpful in giving us advice on how to get the word out about our fundraising. Once the Gophers won last year, we needed a place for the trophy to be hosted, and we didn't want it to just sit in someone's living room the whole year, although that was the original plan with I know this sounds silly, but independent of the Nebraska guys who made the trophy last year, I had actually purchased all of the lumber to build my own replica of the trophy, like prior to knowing what they were doing. And myself and a coworker of mine who went to Nebraska, we were just going to exchange the trophy every year and keep it in our living rooms. So the Children's Hospital, we approached them and said, you know, is there any way you would be interested in hosting the trophy? And it just so happened that they were in the process of finishing this space at the hospital that was largely funded by Kyle Rudolph of the Minnesota Vikings. And it's a space where children who are being treated at the hospital and their families can go and relax and watch a movie or play video games or what have you. There's a little display section there of all the sports teams that have been involved in serving the hospital over the years. And so there's a section of Gopher memorabilia there, and they included the trophy in that section. So all the families that came through were able to see it over the last year and were able to learn about the story behind the trophy. And we got word that a number of the players came through and checked it out, including some former players for Nebraska. I think Jeremiah Searles, who was on the Vikings until last year, was in there taking photos with it. And so it's been cool to hear about all the people that have come through and checked it out.
Yeah, that I, for me, that was another really exciting moment, because I kind of assumed the same thing would happen, that between you as the creators and people who got involved early, it would just, somebody would have it or it would rotate people's homes. And that was such a neat opportunity for it to be more public, but also to be public in, you know, in the space that's tied to the giving aspect. Do you have any major plans that you're already thinking ahead about that you can share, or are you just really focused on this fall, the events you've got, and the fundraising coming into the game?
I think we're mostly just focused on what's happening this year. That's one of the disadvantages of being a completely volunteer-run outfit here, is that we're all spending, at least in the weeks leading up to the game, a sizable amount of our free time trying to figure out just how we're going to make it happen for the next couple weeks. Our hope is that every year we're raising more money than we did the year before. And I'd be lying if I didn't say it would be nice to have a more official relationship with the both of the universities, something that we're certainly working on and something that the universities are open to. But it's just something that's going to take some more time. So we continue to be in contact with them. And they work with us in the ways that they can, and we continue to try and bring positive attention to the two schools and programs while raising money for these causes.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. Whatever ever ends up happening with the official status, I personally think that this is going to be something that becomes official to the minds of many fans in both fan bases, and with the charitable aspect you've got and the giving back to Team Jack and to the Masonic Children's Hospital, I think that's tons to be proud about, and it's going to keep me excited every year, because whether or not it ever ends up on the sidelines or takes a while or whatever that ends up being, it's still something that fans can be involved with. And that's even different from every other. I mean, we don't get involved with Floyd at Rosedale. The team wins, we celebrate. Oh, Floyd's home. I mean, this is a trophy that y'all can have created and we can be a part of. We can give back through it. You can be with it in the tailgate lot. Like, that's just, I think that's on its own just something really exciting. So, all right, brokenchairtrophy.com. I'll have a link in the post. We're going to have more posts as we get closer to the Nebraska game talking about it. If you're a Twitter person, at Chair Trophy is the official Twitter account. Keep up on news through that if you'd like. Anything I'm missing that you want to plug, Joe?
I don't think so.
All right. So if you're in the Twin Cities, make sure Thursday, October 18th, get out to Stub and Herbs. Is that have an official time yet?
It probably does, but as a person who's unprepared for that question, there's a Facebook event that's probably linked from brokenchairtrophy.com. So brokenchairtrophy.com should have links to the Twitter account, to the GoFundMe site, and to Facebook. And if they're not, I'll scurry to get them up there.
No apologies needed, because as the intrepid blogger that I am, I did absolutely no preparation. If you're in the Twin Cities, Thursday the 18th, there will be a time. I'll make sure it's on the blog. Get out, enjoy some time with other Gopher fans, with Husker fans who come by. Spend some time with the chair. Please make sure to donate. If you're going to be in Lincoln, make sure to get out Friday, October 19th, to Blue Bloods Brewing Company to celebrate down there. Heck, if you're a Minnesota fan and you're going to be in both places, stop at both, because why not? You can't get enough chair in your life. So, Joe, thanks again for joining us. Are you going to be down in Lincoln?
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to seeing you down in Lincoln at Blue Bloods then.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to eclipse that fundraising goal this year. Let's plan on having a beer in Lincoln, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to the Sky U podcast. Go Gophers. Sky U Ma. Row the boat.